sculpture, and all I can really offer are like some photographs of different sculptures today and a bit of an artist talk really about how I do it, or what, you know, what it might mean to me or other people. So usually I say that I prioritise material experience over language as a way to sort of learn about and understand the world, or even just to move through it. And I suppose my sculpture is abstract, so I make like abstract art. That would be an important category to me. And it's not just pictorially abstract, like say sort of high modernist abstract painting, where so okay, that doesn't work itself up into a representation of something or a figure. But my work is also materially abstract, so it doesn't work itself up in necessarily into structure or permanence either. So I use quite traditional art making materials, really, lots of plaster and things, you know. But what I would do with plaster is use it in its powdered form a lot. So that traditionally, you know, that would go through a chemical process and it would become a hard and permanent substance. But I use it in its raw form. And to me, the fact that it's abstract allows it to operate outside of language to a certain extent. And within, I think of language, you know, within the history of visual art, then that's not just about words, you know, because in art history, the figure and representation as traditional forms are very sort of linked to language, in that they bring, through the visual, they bring narrative, metaphor, and the symbol. I would be trying to avoid those things. I feel like I could say about my work that it doesn't point outside of itself then to meaning or something. For example, the way a traditional work does, that rather, instead of maybe having meaning, it has consequences. And that's much more of a sort of concrete physical reality that for me would relate much more to what sculpture can do, for example, in opposition to painting. So if I, like the way I think about art for myself in a way, in the making of it, then it's a behaviour. And I suppose I think about art as a sort of category in society, like it's a little sort of fenced off area within civilised society, where a certain sort of animal behaviour can be seen to be acceptable. So it's a place where that, and because I suppose I think about it a bit like a sort of scrabbling about in the dirt or something, for example. So if I was to do that, just with no categorisation around it or something, out in the street, that would be a completely unacceptable thing to do. But with the, if I do that in a studio or in a gallery or in a museum, and if I, within my own practice, give these materials and gestures the sort of civilising surface of these particular very attractive colours that I use and careful aesthetic forms, then it renders that behaviour acceptable. And so for me, I always say that, for example, this is a piece of work that I made recently in the École des Beaux-Arts in Paris. And there's a lot of plaster powder and powdered paint on the floor, and the verticals, that's all toilet paper. And so is that. That's in a museum in Belgium from last summer. For me, I don't know how much to talk about. Usually when I talk about my work, then I'm talking about, you know, I'm sort of in the art world or something. I'm in an art school or a museum, so within that context of art history, I'm not sure how much to go there, but I suppose at least to say it's important to me that what I make is sculpture. So it is, I do skirt in between mediums. It gets very close to painting, performance art, installation art, but I pull it back at a certain point to say always these are autonomous individual sculptures and they have individual titles. There's a lot of reasons for that. Some with it, you know, sculpture is the category in the sort of 1950s and 60s within postmodernism that explodes itself into all the new forms. So performance art, sound art, video art, land art, all that sort of exciting stuff comes out of sculpture as a medium of sort of space and form and, you know, mass, I suppose. And while I, you know, want to be in amongst all of that experimentation and value it really highly, what I feel gets a bit lost within postmodernism in art is aesthetics. So I try to pull that experimentation back towards the sort of high modernist autonomous object that was very much concerned with careful aesthetics. And to me, sculpture, if within society it allows this sort of free or sort of animal behaviour to be acceptable, I think, well, in some ways is that it's an escape, but it's an escape that doesn't take you outside of society. It's an escape, you know, sort of from within. And in a way, for me, I see sculpture as being able to do that. That's why it's an important sort of category and discipline for me. Just, you know, if art is an escape, for example, traditionally, a painting, for example, as a sort of window onto another world, is a cerebral optical escape. But what sculpture can do, especially in the way I work with it, these huge amounts of sort of raw materials, it can, as a sort of opposite to that in some ways, it engulfs and absorbs one into a sort of real concrete physical reality, material experience of the world. And in rooting a person in reality, just having to sort of stay where you are. But in some ways, for me, I feel like that is perhaps even more of an escape, or maybe a more successful one. But the abstraction, it's also important for me that there's no, that the, I mean, I can talk about the looseness and the rawness of the material and the openness of that for the people looking at it. I always feel like what my work tries to do, it's very difficult to for it to have that effect in a photograph. You know, it's a really very physical, visceral sort of thing. And the colours like that in reality also, for me, I suppose colours also a material sort of equal to these. The materials I use are like powders, paste, gels, oils and creams up. And I sort of, at least at the beginning of the process of making work really work out of desire, allow myself to do what I want to do what I like without questioning that too much before I then start to allow the conscious mind to come in with things like editing and language. But I will say with the work, it tries to elicit at least a sort of impetus towards physical response. So, but then with the confines of the museum and the sort of cultural context that surrounds it, and the you know, the fact that you're not allowed to touch it, that bodily experience has to transform itself into a cerebral one. And for me, I suppose I think a lot about, maybe for me, that's sort of what art is anyway, that kind of, I don't know what the exact word is, but this sort of like the transformation of the drives or whatever, like, and so talking about that little sort of fenced off area to behave like that, but in a acceptable sort of civilized way. But yeah, the no figure in the work is like the person in the work should be the person looking at it. And again, the way I think about the importance of material experience for people in the world, and to be absorbed in that, and how easily that level of sort of absorption or concentration is broken by an awareness that you might be being watched or looked at, or even I think that extends to just thinking about image at all. And how that is probably quite a feminist position as well, to with the, you know, the body as represented in art and portraiture, and often an awareness of what one looks like through those idealized sort of norms, when that sort of breaks into your space of creative absorption, how it just shatters away, and you are sort of stopped. It interrupts your direct sort of physical relationship to the world, just as a sort of living creature, you know, interacting with all that stuff. So I'm just gonna shut up now. That'll do. Right. Okay. Thank you.